What does it mean to follow Jesus? In today's gospel reading, we get a statement from Jesus that answers this question in a very clear, simple, but challenging way. Jesus says, "If you want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." So this morning, let's dive into this particular verse and unpack what Jesus is teaching us about what it means to be his follower, to be a baptized Christian. There are three elements in this verse, so let's look at each one. First, Jesus teaches that we must deny ourselves. This is definitely not a popular teaching in our world today. It never has been. It won't win you an election. It won't make you famous. And I suspect you won't hear that message anywhere else but here at church. So what is Jesus talking about? I think he simply means that there are times when we must say no to ourselves in order to say yes to God. I'm not sure how simple that really is, but maybe you did that today without realizing it. Right now, you are either listening to this live stream at home, or you are seated right here in church this morning, when you didn't have to be doing either. But you are doing it anyway. If that's the case, then you denied yourself, at least on a small scale. And I think that is some of what Jesus is talking about. Sometimes we must say no to ourselves in order to say yes to God. I also think that on a deeper level, Jesus is saying that we must deny our false selves in order to truly be the person God created us to be. What is our false self? It is the self that is governed by the world's standards. It is the self that equates success with happiness. The self that believes that the one who dies with the most toys wins. The self that thinks that things like more money, more power, and more pleasure are what will bring us more peace. That is our false self. And only when we deny it can we become our true self, the person that God has created us to be. We don't have to be anything different than who we truly are. That is step one to following Jesus. So if denying ourselves is unpopular today, then how about taking up our cross? And what does that even mean? Taking up our cross is step two. If there's one thing that I have seen in my life, is that not all crosses we take up are voluntary. Sometimes a cross is placed on our shoulders that we did not ask for. An unsettling health diagnosis, the death of a loved one, the loss of a job. These, to me, are the crosses we don't ask for and certainly don't want. But when we come to accept them and trust God to be with us throughout, then we are taking them up as crosses. They are certainly not God's punishment. But when we can accept them, we can begin to see God at work in them. To be sure, though, there are many other crosses that are voluntary. Tasks, for example, that we know will be difficult, but we choose to do it anyway. But another thing that I have become convinced of is that the cross that we are asked to take up by Jesus changes over our lifetime. The cross that you are asked to take up as a young person is very different from the cross that you are asked to take up as an older person. As a young person, your cross might mean standing up for what you believe, even when it's unpopular. It might mean saying no to friends, even when it threatens your friendship. And if you get married, there are new crosses, including those times when you are called to put your spouse's needs and interests before your own. If you are blessed to have children, there are new crosses as well, including caring about your child so much that it hurts when they are hurt. As you continue to age, new crosses present themselves, giving up independence as you no longer are able to drive, learning to humble yourself and rely on others for help. And again, these crosses are not always voluntary, but part of what it means to follow Jesus, I believe, is to do your best to accept them gracefully and humbly and courageously. And oftentimes when you do this, you will be telling the world much more about what you believe than any words that you might say. But as we do this and choose to take up our cross, let us remember the third and final aspect of what Jesus is teaching us today about what it means to follow him. With Jesus leading us, we can deny ourselves and take up our cross. Without Jesus, it would be far too difficult. But he doesn't ask us to do this alone. He invites us to follow him, which means to be with him. This brings to mind for me another invitation that Jesus makes. He also invites all that are weary and carrying heavy burdens to come to him, and he will give you rest. Take his yoke upon you, he says, and learn from him. For his yoke is easy and his burden is light. But as we are taking up this burden, this cross, we know that Jesus takes it up with us. And that makes the cross bearable. Jesus is the one who will get down in the dirt with us when we trip, the one who will hold us up when we have no strength to stand. He will guide us through the lowest of the lows and carry us up into the highest of the highs. Thanks be to God. Amen. Mm-hmm.